Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with John Pfeiffer of the American Angus Association. Back with John in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, today we want to talk about beef safety. And joining us is Clay Bertram. He's a member of the Beef Checkoff Operating Committee and a member of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Clay, it seems like the beef industry's made some real progress in making sure that beef is safe for today's consumer. Do you think that the industry has a good handle on making sure that beef is safe?
Thanks partly to the Beef Checkoff, I feel that we do. Improvements with E. coli, salmonella, and other pathogens prove it. However, we still have emerging pathogens that need our attention. It's important that our Beef Checkoff program continues to invest and reinvest in the research that can identify and control them. We can also further educate consumers about the proper ways to purchase and prepare the beef for maximum safety. That's one of the missions of the checkoff both nationally and here at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Cattle producer Clay Bertram. To learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers, go to Cattleman's Corner at oklabeef.org. The American Angus Association is easily the largest U.S. beef cattle breed in America. And John Pfeiffer, cattle producer from the state of Oklahoma, is their current vice president of the association. And John says one of the things that he's excited about in the Angus breed, the continued genomics work of the association.
Well, we were very fortunate. Angus has been really big in the genomics data. A year ago, or not even a full year yet, we released a genomic chip that was strictly related for Angus. And this past year, we have now had our 500,000 genomic results presented to those and tested and back to the producers there. So we see genomics is beginning to drive our industry a lot and begin to dictate a lot of what our producers are going to do and how they're going to make these livestock as they go forward.
You know, clearly this is the next generation of EPDs.
It is the next generation of EPDs. Our EPDs actually have the genomic data in them. We're also going to use this genomic data. We're releasing a program we call Angus Link, which is a feeder calf program, and it will be based on a lot of this genomic data we've got to help identify those calves which have superior genetics, and so it'll make it easier for our feeders and feedlot operators to purchase those calves and begin to get them to develop the way we need them to develop.
You know, compared to maybe when you started as a purebred operator, it's a world of difference.
It's not only is it different than when I started, it's way different than when my granddad started and my dad, but it's even different since I've been on the board. When I went on the board 8 years ago, genomic testing was in its infancy. One of the first decisions I made on the board was to begin to link these with EPDs, and with the way that the membership has adopted it and realized the importance of it, it has allowed us to move at the forefront as a breed because of the number of genomic tests which we've had done. To go with that, probably in the near future, we're going to begin to see some whole genomes be moved back into the association where we control the whole genomes of those bulls and cows and begin to deal with the research on those and be the keepers of that information also.
For your herd, what it's really meant to you as far as you try to sell bulls to the public?
It means that I can provide my customers with a lot more accuracy, and it allows them to have a better understanding of how these bulls, what their genomics is, and what their cows are. I'm not going to tell you that everything that's happened with it's been positive. There have been some numbers that haven't come out like we wanted to, but the system that we have is one that works. It provides this information. It also provides this information at a much younger age. I mean, with this new genomic data, we can begin to identify these calves at 2 and 3 days of age and those that are superior and maybe some of those that need to be castrated a lot quicker and turned into regular beef for us.
You've had a chance to not only walk through the chairs now, the American Angus Association, but before that, you were a part of the leadership team on the producer side of the Certified Angus Beef Program. That has been obviously a tremendous plus for Angus breeders.
Yes, we like to talk about, everybody talks about what an overnight success Certified Angus Beef was. And I said, yeah, for 40 years, if 40 years is an overnight success, it has been. Truly, Certified Angus Beef has created a demand for Angus bulls. And because of that, all breeds have pretty much turned black trying to become part of the Certified Angus Beef breed. We still continue to use it. We're on a record year. I mean, we were hoping to make 1 billion pounds by 2020. We did that 2 years ago. We're going to have 5 or 6 months this year where we've done over 100 million pounds a month, which is simply phenomenal. I can remember like 4 years ago when I was on the board, we were talking about this was a tapped out market. It went as far as it could. And now it looks like there's a lot more growth available for quality beef. And our customers and our society in general seems to be a point where they value quality more. And so we need to be able to provide that quality for them and identify it for them.
Vice President of the American Angus Association, John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.